Sota Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes Vav 9:15, the last of the Masechta. And this is quite a Mishnah, very long, so much going on it could be its own Perek, so I will have to do it, you know, kind of briefly to the point. I can't explain everything, or I'd be here for an hour at least. Here we go. So we continue to talk about how things were lost over time, and here it says, Mishemes Rebbe Meir, Batlu Moshle Meshalim. When Rebbe Meir died, that was the last of the great parable teachers, meaning Rebbe Meir used to spend a great deal of his time, let's say a third of every shiur, giving mashalim, metaphorical teachings, to teach parables, to explain, to understand things, and that ceased in his time when he died. Mishemes ben Azai, batlu hashakadanim. When ben Azai died, along with him went the notion of shakadanim, people who were like assiduous, hardworking, relentless, unstoppable in their learning. Ben Azai famously was married, but actually divorced his wife because he was an onus. He pashut was unable to be a husband, and as much as notwithstanding his mitzvah of having a family, pururuvu, he simply couldn't. He was an onus. All he went through was learn morning, noon, and night. The way that the Gemara quotes him in Yevamos Samach Gimel is ma'ase, like what could I possibly do? Shenafshi chashka b'Torah, because all my soul wants and desires is Torah. Efshlo olam she is kaim al yedei acherim. The world can be supported, meaning pururuvu can happen through others. What can I do? I'm pashut onus. It's beyond circumstance, beyond my control. So after he died, he was the last of the people who could just had nothing but relentless learning forever. Mishemes ben Zoma batlu hadarshanim. Upon the death of ben Zoma came to an end the great people who made drushes, exegetes, let's call them. Famously, ben Zoma was the one who came to the aid of Rav Elazar ben Azariah back in the Haggadah and the end of the first parak of Brachos, giving a support that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the night as well. The point is that when Ben Zoma had a drasha, everyone really respected that drasha very much because he was like the great of the darshanim. So when he died, that was the end of that. Mishemes Rabbi Yehoshua, Paska Tova Min HaOlam. When Rabbi Yeshua died, that was the end of Tova, of goodness in the world. Here we're speaking about two specific features of Rabbi Yeshua's character that were extraordinary. The first is his ability to counsel, address, respond to heretics. He was obviously very canny, savvy, witty, clever person who was able to respond to them. And because of that, that was great for everybody, including the heretics, right? But after he died, they couldn't do that anymore, had no one to answer for him anymore. And second of all, he also was very savvy in terms of being able to navigate the political situation amongst the Romans in his time. And he was able to befriend people in the upper echelons, and he was able to give very good advice to the Jewish people and leadership regarding how to navigate the political, you know, the intrigue that was going on around them. And after he died, so that was lost, the good advice that he could give. Mishemes Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel ba Govai v'Rabu Tzaros. Shimon ben Gamliel here is the second Shimon ben Gamliel. So he is coming around like during and after the second great war, the Bar Kokhba revolt. He was the father of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was said to be born the same day that Rabbi Kiva died. That's the year, like, say, 135 of the Common Era. So when he died, the Govai, the locusts, became more. That's a euphemism for the Romans. They couldn't say Romans outright because the censors wouldn't like that, they're under Roman control. But the Govai, locusts, are like, you know, the insects that consume everything, so they were economically denuded in the land. And Rabu Tzaros, like the troubles, got that much worse. Now, it's hard to imagine how things could get worse if they've already gone through the Chorban HaBayis and then the Bar Kokhba revolt and it's being crushed and people being killed in Beitar, and Chazal emphasize both the level of those two catastrophes, and they really were Tyrannous catastrophes. So it got worse yet. So how could that be? So one shot is like in terms of like the ability for the Torah to continue on, it got worse. He was the last person to have a child who was a Tana. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, after that, we're left leaving the Tanai period. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, you see, grew up in a time when he thought that the Torah would be lost and therefore he felt obliged to write it down. The famous story of Rabbi Nasi running down the Mishnah and so on. So you see that the tzaros in terms of the ability to propagate the Masorah. Mishemes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah pasak ha'osher min ha'chachamim. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah died, that was the end of wealth amongst the chachamim. Now obviously there were individual chachamim who were rich after that, most notably Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, was emphasized for being especially wealthy. But the point is, the phenomenon of people being both wealthy and Torah leaders came to an end. The last of those was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Chazal say when he tithed his flock annually, he had 12,000 animals that were Meiser Behemoth, so meaning he had 120,000 different animals of each, like say cows, goats, sheep. So that's some serious wealth. Mishemesh Rabbi Akiva batal kavod haTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, that was the end of kavod haTorah. Now, here kavod haTorah referring to is the fact that Rabbi Akiva was able to explain the significance and learn out halachas from every jot and tittle, every kot shel yod, every extra missing letter, added letter, every little crown on the letters. Each one was significant, and Rabbi Akiva could explain to you the significance of them. That, of course, is a tremendous kavod to the Torah. You'll see in a few moments that we're going to say that when Rabban Gamliel died, also batal kavod haTorah. So you see that the kavod haTorah that was lost here is just one aspect of the kavod haTorah. And the chor, that's true for all these things. And all these things, we're talking about some aspect of these various virtues that was lost, but not necessarily that all the aspects of it was lost. In any case, the Mishnah continues on and says, Mishemes Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, batlu anshe masa. When Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa died, that was the end of the men of great deeds. These are like, I'll call them the famous miracle workers of Chazal. You have many stories in Maseches Tainus there. Two of the Bar Tanur references regarding Chanina ben Dosa, I think are quite famous. One is that his daughter used vinegar in accident instead of oil for her Shabbos candles, and he said, what difference does it make? The same person, the same one, Hashem, who could make the oil burn, could make the vinegar burn, and taka, the vinegar candles burned all Shabbos al Avdallah. And similarly, another story, one of his neighbors were complaining that his goats were eating their crops. He said, nothing doing. If they are, so let the wolves eat them, and if not, let them come home from the pasture, if you will, and let them have wolves on their, like, have wolves on their horns. And that day they came home and they had each goat had like two wolves, one on each horn, which obviously rather surprising, and that indicated the innocence of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. But anyways, that's some of his miracles and many more. So after him, there were none of those like miracle workers of that nature. Mishemes Rabbi Yossi Katnusa Pasku Hasidim. When Rabbi Yossi, the least, when he died, so then that was the end of the great Hasidim, people who were, able to keep the Torah, not just every letter of the law, but also go above and beyond the letter of the law. So V'lama Nikra Shmo Katnusa, why was he called the little, the lesser Rabbi Yossi? Shahaya Katnusan Shel Hasidim, because he was not just the last of the Hasidim, he was also the least significant of them, meaning, I guess, as the Bar Tanur describes it, the Hasidus got less and less over time. The last person who was could be justified in being called a Hasid was this Rabbi Yossi, but he was a lesser Hasid relative to who came before him, but after him, no one could really claim the title properly or in the same way that he did. Mishemes Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai batal ziv ha-chochma. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, that was the end of the aura of wisdom amongst the Chazal. So there's a famous Gemara in, I think, Chaf Ches of Sukkah that talks about how Hillel HaZaken, the great Hillel, had 80 students. The greatest of them was Yonatan ben Uziel. The least of the 80 was this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's the one, of course, who saved the Jewish people with Yavda and so on in the Chorban HaBayis. In any case, even though Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was the least of those 80 students, the Gemara goes on to describe everything that he had mastered, which was not just all the Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebechsav, Halachas, Agados, and so on, but also astronomy and mathematics, and also the secrets of the discussions between the trees and the angels and the demons and all sorts of things. So, in short, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai kind of knew everything about everything, and he's the last one to have the aura of that kind of chokhma, knowing everything about everything. Mishemes Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, when Rabban Gamliel, the elder, died. This is not the Rabban Gamliel that we usually know and love in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, who was like the counterpart with, you know, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and the first real Nasi after the Chorban, aside from the temporary short-term Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai leadership period. It's not him. It's a Rabban Gamliel that was the elder, the first one who was the Nasi during the Beis HaMikdash period. In his time, so when people learned Torah, they did it standing up. They learned standing up all day. Okay, after he died, so then like a certain like amount of weakness entered the Talmidim, and it was too much for them. And therefore, we put the Gemara and Megillah in the Chaf Aleph. After time, people would learn sitting down. That, of course, definitely took away from the Kavod HaTorah. It's a different aspect of Kavod HaTorah than Rabbi Akiva's loss, but it's a different one all the rest. And also, Umesa Tahara Ufrishus. Also, purity and precious, not taking from the world anything that's not from one's Avodas Hashem, I'll call it like that for now, also died. And if you note, this says Mesa, it died. Up to now, everything else has been batel, although the virtues have been like annulled, but Mesa means this virtue died. So the Mephoshim speak out, because Tahara and Precious as abstract values were not lost, and subsequent Doros did have people who were extraordinary in their Tahara or their Precious. It's just that in his generation, when he died, when Gamliel Hazakin died, so there's no one else that embodied the Tahara and Precious like him, so there was like a break, but other people in later generations could pick it up again. Mishemeis Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi, Batal Ziv HaKahuna. When Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi died, so, and he was like a Kohen Gadol, and he's very wealthy, and he's to ensure that the Kohanim were treated with pomp and fanfare and given plenty of food and drink and parties and all the rest. So that created like a certain aura around the chashivas, the importance and the value of the kahuna, of the institution of Kohanim. When he died, that was no longer provided for them, and therefore like that aura was lost from the kahuna. Now, finally, Mishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah, we'll call him, but la anava v'yiras chet. That was the end of humility and fear of sin. Now, unfortunately, speak out, it's not possible that Rebbe himself, during his lifetime, talked about when he died, this was lost. That's not conceivable. And therefore, it's understood it must be his Talmidim that wrote this. That's what the Bar Tanura says. Tosef Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests it was Levi specifically, or perhaps Bar Kappara who wrote this line. Interestingly, in the Gemara, so the Gemara that discussed this Mishnah, so we have an objection that's raised by Rav Yosef, who says, how could you say that Anava has come to an end? You still have me, which is fascinating. And similarly, Rav Nachman said, how could you say that Yiras Chet's come to an end? You still have me. So that's that. You see that there were others afterwards, but notwithstanding the Mishnah or the students of Rebbe, I'm reported as such. Now, with that, according to many Girsaos of the Mishnayos, that's the end of Masechta Sota. However, the Girsa that's in my Mishnayos, which reflects the same as what we have in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so we'll assume that's the correct Girsa, although you'll note the Bar Tanura and the Rambam and the Parish stop commenting at this point, suggesting strongly they didn't have it in their Girsa and didn't think it was part of the Mishnah. But in any case, we'll keep on going here. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the famous author of the Braisa that talks about the steps to reach Ruach HaKodesh and beyond, Tchias HaMesim, and like that's the sort of the building blocks, the stepping stones of the Mesilas Hasharim. So he also said, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Boshu Chaverim Uvnei Chorin. Since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, the Chaverim and Bnei Chorin are now ashamed. What is this referring to? So Chaverim are people who like are the top of the social totem pole because of a meritocracy. They're the ones who are the not just the Talmid Chacham, but they've accepted upon themselves to ensure everything, like that their tithing is done properly and so on. So they're like the, by virtue of their decisions and their extreme, you know, yashrus, they were the top of society. And Bnei Chorin means people whose lineage is pure, they're not descended from slaves and so on. They're like sort of, that's kind of like nature and nurture. These people were born with like a pristine pedigree. And again, for those reasons, they should be considered to be important, you know, top of the social totem pole. And yet now they are ashamed. V'chafu rosham. They like walk, you know, shamefaced. This is a sort of a paraphrase, if you will, from Haman and what happened to him and Esther. V'nidaldlu anshe maase. And the great men now are like withering away, impoverished. V'gavru bali zro vali lushan. And who's like now become on top of the pile? Who's now the powerful people? That's gavru. It's the bali zro and bali lushan, literally people who have, you know, arms and tongues. But the point is people who are able to exert force, like mafia style force, to get themselves where they want to go, meaning to the top of socioeconomic stratum. And also bali lushan, people who have a sharp tongue, I'll call it. Liars, slanderers, you know, people who are able to essentially get what they want through manipulating people. So those people now are the ones who are running the show instead of people who should be. Ve'en doresh, ve'en mevakesh, ve'en shoel. And there's nobody who doresh, who demands al pi din, like in a bezdin, so to speak, like to stop this. This is just simply unjust, and we need to now restore justice to society. They mevakesh, and no one even like sort of pleads based not on al pi din, but on just as rachamim and chesed and rachamim, that we, you know, please return us to a more, you know, just society. This is terrible. They enshul, and nobody even asks. I mean, no one even, everyone's so complacent and so accepting of this new reality, no one's even asking, like, what's going on here? Well, this doesn't make any sense. Why should it be that, you know, the good people are on the bottom and the bad people are on top? That's the way of the world. Not unfamiliar with what's going on in our world today. And therefore, says the Mishnah, al mi lanu lehisha'en, so who could be our support in such a situation? Who can we turn to? Al avinu shebashamayim, only to our Father in heaven. There's no one to turn to except for our Father in heaven. You know, this is so, in my mind, this is like, you know, when you're a child and you're playing with your big brother and he takes your ice cream, then you get very upset. You have someone to turn to. You turn to your parents, say, listen, mommy, this is not fair. And mommy intercedes to make sure that justice is done and you get your you know, your treat back again. But if there is no mommy, it's a very frustrating situation. You feel like there's obviously something unjust happening and you have no way to redress the injustice. So the Mishnah is saying here, yes, that was the situation in the society. There was no one, no authority to turn to who could redress society's ills. And therefore, the only person you can look to support is your father. Not your physical father, but your father, Shebe Shemaim, in heaven. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer. This is the old, good old-fashioned Rabbi Eliezer throughout Mishnayos, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. I'm here, sometimes referred to as Eliezer Agadol. Okay, fine, but he was one of those five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai. And he said, Mayom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, since the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shiro, okay, so he's speaking in Aramaic. So, here he says, Shiro Chachamaya Lemehavi Kaseferaya, which means the Chachamim, those are the Chachamaya, have now been reduced to being like Kaseferaya, like Beit Sefer teachers, you know, school teachers. No longer like big Rabbanim, are now like school teachers, so a big step down. The Seferaya Chazanaya, and the school teachers who knew a little bit now have been degraded to being like Chazanaya. Chazanaya, we saw actually in the seventh parak of here in Sukkah, that was the Chazan who was not even the Gabbai, the basic English, of the basic Knesset, I should say, but he functioned like the beadle. Just he was in charge of making sure the doors were locked and the Sefer Torah was put away and stuff like that. So the he was like a doer, at least that's something. Even though he's not a chacham, he doesn't know much, but he does stuff. V'chazanaya ka'ama da'ara, and the chazanaya, the people who at least were doing simple things to be functionaries to make sure that the Jewish society worked properly, have been reduced to being like ame da'ara, ame aretz, simple people who kind of don't know or do anything. Va'amad da'ara, and the simple people who didn't know anything or didn't do anything much anyways, azla v'nizdaldla, they just are like withering away, starving, withering, you know, spiritually in decline. Ve'ein mevakesh, and there is nobody who even inquires to, you know, to redress the situation, even based just on mercy from the society around them, the leadership. So therefore, al mi yesh li she'en, so who can we turn to? Who can support us if there's no authority to turn to? Al avinu she'bishamayim, on our Father in heaven. And finally, says the Mishnah, this is quite a famous Mishnah, talking about the birth pangs of Mashiach. It says, be'ikvos Mashiach, in the days that lead up to the Mashiach, like the period right before Mashiach's arrival, and Ekev is like a heel, like it's the bottom part of the lowest part of the generation, but it's like the on the heels of Mashiach's arrival. Chutzpah yisgei, chutzpah is like temerity, brazenness will explode, it'll proliferate. V'yoker ya'amir, and everything will become very expensive, extreme inflation. Hagef and titin piria, the grapevines will be productive, giving fruit, and they'll be in terms of supply, there'll be plenty wine to go around. V'hayayin b'yoker, and yet still, wine will be expensive because demand for alcohol, for wine drinking, will totally outstrip supply, so that will push up the prices anyways, because people are just into the vices, like getting drunk. V'hamalchus tahafech l'minus, and the leadership itself, the government, will switch over to being one that supports heresy. V'ein tochecha, and no one will be able, willing, effectively, to give any kind of tochacha, reproof. Everyone who says, this is unjust, the response will be, well, look at you, you're also a bad guy, look what you do. Everyone will be bad like that. Beis Vad Yelaznus, the place which was like the Beis Hamidrash where people used to learn. Rashi learned also that it's like this was typically outside of city limits because just was real estate was cheaper out there, so it was a little out the way. They now were, instead of being Batei Midrash for learning, there were places where people met with harlots and so. V'Hagalil Yecherav, V'Hagavlan Yashom. Yishom. These Galil is the northern part of Israel, and Gavlan, another place north of Israel, like in the Lebanese border. Yishom, Yecherav means, will be decimated, and Yishom will be desolate. Va'anshe ha'gvul yisovavu, me'ir le'ir v'lo yichonano. And the men, the people who live on the border towns of Israel, within sovereign Israel, what was sovereign Israel, will now be like wandering around from city to city, looking for either for money, financial support, or for safety because of the neighbors, harassing them, different pshatim, but they won't find it. V'chachma sofrim tisrach, and the rabbis, the wisdom, the sofrim of the rabbis, right? So chachma sofrim, the wisdom that the rabbis had, tisrach will spoil, will go rotten because no one's using it, no one's asking them, they're not learning, they're running from pillar to post. V'yirei chet yimaesu, and people who are yirei chet, who are fear sin, will be disgusting. That's what I'm shot like maus. They'll be disgusting in the eyes of everyone else to think that who are you to be so pious? And will disgust instead of being a virtue, it'll be like a crime to be fearful of doing the wrong thing. Another pshat is that they'll sort of melt away, like they themselves will melt away. Va'emes tehei ne'ederes, and truth will be scattered and hard to come across, like a lashon of eder, like a flock, the little flocks of rabbis will be in little places out of town, but they won't be present in town, around, easy to find and spread, informing the people. Na'arim pnei zekenim yalbinu, young people will humiliate, mortify their elders. Zekenim ya'amdu b'pnei ketanim, and the elderly will end up standing up in honor of the young. Ben minavel av, the child, the son, will degrade his father. Bas kamam b'ima, and the daughter will humiliate her mother. Kala b'chamusa, and the daughter-in-law will humiliate her mother-in-law. Oyve ish anshe veso, and people's and the members of your own household, your own family members, they'll be your enemies. They'll turn one against the other. Every Shabbos table will be a war zone, attacking the parents and against the fellow family members. So that last couple of phrases, if you will, starting from ben menavelav up to what I just read now, Oyve ish anveveso. So that's almost a direct quote, very basically a direct quote from a pasuk in Micha. So that's why it's a little poetic. Pnei hador kefnei hakelev, says the Mishnah, the face of a generation in the generation immediately prior to the coming of the Mashiach will be like the face of a dog, meaning their disposition, the countenance of the people will be one of chutzpah and brazenness. Some point out that, you know, the Pnei Hador is meant to be like the leadership, the face of the generation is like the leadership, and it'll be like a Kelev and Bel, the ones will be brazen. Rav, a fascinating, beautiful pshat that Rav Elchanan Wasserman brings from the Chavetz Chaim, is the Chavetz Chaim said that since the Pnei Hador is the leadership, and the dog is always looking back at its master to see if it's going for a walk, is his master following him? So to the leadership, instead of leading as they should, we'll spend their time looking back to see what the masses want them to do and say, instead of leading, they'll sort of be effectively following, you know, trying to appease and just be liked, whatever the story is, like a dog. Haben eno mezbayesh me'aviv. A child will not be, you know, embarrassed before his father to do whatever the heck is inappropriate. Val mi yesh lan lishen, and with all this terrible things happening in the ikvas of the Mashiach, who will we have to turn to support us? Al avinu shebashamayim, only our Father in heaven. And with that, b'siyat d'shmaya, we finish Maseches Sota, Hadron Halach Maseches Sota, Baruch Hashem, and next is Maseches Gittin.